You know what's wrong with him?
Not yet.
Silgall waved a hand vaguely toward Basil, who already had Tekly's medication dart protruding from his throat.
But with Basil and Yekiel both ill, we can begin to draw some conclusions.
Such as?
Kent asked. While not sounding relieved, he at least sounded hopeful.
The Jedi could really use some good news about now.
I said begin, Master Hamner.
Silgall turned to Han and Leia.
Captain Solo, if you'll assist Tekly with Yekiel, Jedi Solo and I can handle Basil.
Han looked to Kenth, indicating that the acting Grand Master had other ideas about how to handle the situation. Silgall rolled a huge eye toward Kenth.
Do you have an objection?
As a matter of fact, yes,
Kenth said.
There's a GAS squad outside with a warrant for their arrest.
Silgall dropped her gaze, and a sense of guilt began to fill the Force.
I see.
She turned to Leia.
How many did they hurt?
It was Han who answered.
Hurt? No one. We tranked them right outside. GAS is only after them because the commotion got caught on holocam.
Silgall's mouth fell open.
Then why would GAS want to arrest them?
Public endangerment, Leia supplied. And even that is overstating it. We had them inside in 2 minutes.
Silgall turned back to Kenth, her expression changing from guilty to confused to upset.
And you want to turn them over?
We were served a warrant, and were required to submit to it,
Kenth insisted. Judging by the color rising into his cheeks, Leia guessed that Dalla had not bothered to tell him the charge when she calmed to complain about the Solo's defiance.
But this might even work to our advantage. When the circumstances are reviewed in open court, I'm sure Nawara Venn can make the public see that the charges are completely unjustified.
No,
Silgall said.
We will not allow Dalla to freeze my patience in carbonite so you can try to score a public relations point.
Kent's face grew stormy.
Master Silgall, the decision isn't yours.
Nor is it yours alone. It is the Council's, and if you want to honor a frivolous warrant simply out of expediency, I will insist that you seek approval.
Silgall motioned the Solos toward the patients, then continued.
Until you have that, Master Hamner, I will be keeping the patients in the asylum block.
Not wanting to give Kenth a chance to countermand the order, Leia immediately pointed Han toward Yekiel and turned to deal with Basil herself. Tekly's medication dart had already put a stop to the convulsions, so she used the Force to lift the big Ramoan from between the wrecked speeders. Leia had heard many times that size matters not when levitating an object, and perhaps that was true, for whoever had said it, but for her, it was all she could do to start Basil floating toward the turbo lift, and she was already beginning to tire when Han's voice cried out behind her.
Hey, I think we just lost another two.
Leia's concentration failed almost instantly, and Basil hit the floor so hard it shook. Hoping a few more bruises would not make a difference to him, she spun toward the control booth and saw Han standing over Yekiel's unconscious form. The Bothan was still slumped against the control booth, but her hands had been resecured to the collision bar by a new pair of wrist restraints.